Romans chapter 13. Let every person be subject to supreme authorities. For there is no authority unless appointed by God, and the existing authorities have been appointed by God, so that he who opposes authority is resisting God's ordinance. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves, for rulers are not a terror to good works, but to bad ones. Now do you wish not to fear authority? Do what is good, and you will have commendation for it, for it is an instrument of God, which applies to you to good purpose. But if you do what is wrong, then fear, for it does not bear the sword for nothing, for it is an instrument of God, an avenger in wrath on him who does wrong. So it is necessary to be subject not only on account of the wrath, but also on account of one's conscience. So in view of this, pay your taxes also, for they are God's ministers, persevering with this very thing. So pay to everyone what is due, tax to whom tax is due, levies to whom levies are due, fear to whom fear is due, honour to whom honour is due. Don't owe anyone anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the injunctions are, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not commit murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this formula, you shall love your neighbour as yourself. Love does not inflict harm on one's neighbour. Therefore, love is the fullness of the law. And there is this, while we know the time, that the hour is already here for us to be roused from sleep. For our salvation is now nearer than when we believed. The night is advanced, the day has drawn near. So let us put away the works of darkness and put on the armour of light. Let us walk decently as in the day, not with orgies and in drunkenness, not in promiscuity and licentiousness, not in strife and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and do not indulge in the predisposition of the flesh in its desires.